Now, why did those beings sit there in such serene repose? Why do they sit there so quiet, unaffected, no wrinkles in their face? Why did they sit upright with their eyes closed when so much was going on in the world? Why aren't they being a part of it? Why were they taught that? Don't you know? To get this answered. Not by their intellect. Not by this little personality that is starved for true knowledge. Not by this little personality that's heeing and sheeing all day long. Not by this personality that's going to the mall. Not by this personality that thinks of burgers and fries. That is not going to solve the great problems of the world. Something else does. I'm teaching you to do the same thing because there is a truth in what you do. The truth is that if God lives within you, the only way you make contact is through a true scientific method. And that method is understanding that the brain is part and parcel responsible for creating the ideas. And the more adept you are on creating thought and holding thought, the more adept you are on quiet, focus, stillness for a long period of time, means that you're not going to sleep. You are lucidly dreaming and you are holding continuously this thought right here. Mantras were created for that which is termed the student to say every day in its prayer over and over and over and over. Rarely did it ever really affect the student because they never listened long enough to gain the knowledge of its empirical data and how that data is important. But they would say it over and over, and those with passion spoke it in passion over and over. Why were they doing that? Keeping this occupied with the essence of God, with the essence of an idea. They said it over and over and over and over. And then when they went to bed at night, they had lucid dreams. Subconscious is giving them dreams of other worlds, other realities. The subconscious gives to them beings to interact in the dream, to give them a teaching, to show them the way, to point a finger and make them look at the box. And if you look at the box, suddenly looking at the box gives you the knowledge. That's why they did it. Lucid dreamers, prophetic dreamers, are ones who have their mind bent, not on the frivolity of the world, but upon their knowledge. There's nothing greater than to have a sparkling fire, a warm tea, a thought in silence. When you do, you become one of those people that everyone envies for your serenity, your nobleness, your wisdom, your compassion, and your understanding. Because day by day, you've learned to turn to God for your relief, to turn to God for your manifestation, to turn to God for your understanding. The human personality can never figure these moral problems out. Furthermore, they can only contrive laws that emulate justice. The true emanator of law and justice is God, not man. Now turn to your neighbor and explain what you've learned so far. You are learning? Have we made this simple enough for you to understand? And if you had that which is termed this drawing, would you be able to explain to someone else how you create reality? How many of you could do that? Raise your hands. So be it.
So be it.